We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chela Gimel, Hilchis Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Dalet. Aval Iker HaTfilo HaShleimo, Hi Kishaodo Mispalel Rak Al Tzorchei Nishmosai Biatzmoi. Rav Nosson Zal says that the real, perfect tefillah is when a person is davening only for his spiritual needs. Dahainu, Shekol tefiloisov lizkois liyiras Hashem v'avodosis barach, that all of his tefilos are focused on asking Hashem for him to be zoche to yiras Hashem and to be zoche to serve Hashem. Kemo shomar Dovra Melech Olav Shalom, like Dovra Melech said, achas shoalti meis Hashem oisa avakesh. There's one thing that I'm asking Hashem for. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai, that I should be zoche to be in the beis Hashem my whole life. Lachsois benoyam Hashem ulavaker becholo, you know, to see the splendor of Hashem. Ukamayshe kosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 14 in the first half of Likut Imran, al maima rabba bar bachono, v'shaklis l'saltoi, v'anchei bekav sederokia. There, Rabbeinu Zal is explaining one of the stories of Rabba bar bachono, and he talks about a person who's davening Tashem, and the person put his gashmius aside completely. He chose not to ask for the gashmius, but rather to ask for the ruchnius, knowing that if the ruchnius is in place, then the gashmius will be there automatically. That's the way Rabbeinu Zal expresses it over there. Ayin Shom, look over there and towards the end of Torah Yudalad and Likut Imran. Utfilo kozois, eino tfeilo la Torah. This kind of tfilo, where a person is asking specifically for ruchnius, this kind of tefillah is not subservient to Torah. Adarabah, just the opposite. Tefillah kazois, hi ikar kiyum ha-Torah. This tefillah is the real fulfillment of Torah, the true fulfillment of Torah. Me'achar shemavakesh rak lekayim es ha-Torah. Because of the fact that the person is asking to be zechet to fulfill the Torah. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-Torah. That's the perfection of Torah. Learning Torah is a preliminary step to prepare a person for kiyum ha-Torah, for fulfilling the Torah. So if a person is fulfilling the Torah, or is davening for kiyum ha-Torah, that's shleimus ha-Torah. Ki loy ha-megresh shoik or el ha-maisa, because learning Torah is not the main thing, it's fulfilling the Torah. V'zeh b'chinas isho yiras Hashem hi tishalol. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, the woman who has true fear of Hashem, she is praiseworthy. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu ha-tfilo, shehi b'chinas eishes chayil. This pasuk is referring to the tfilo, which is called eishes chayil, the woman of valor, shehu b'shvil yiras Hashem. So now, isha, yiras Hashem, the tfilo, which is specifically for yiras Hashem, Lizkois liyirosais borah, to be zeuchet to yiras Hashem, hi tishalol. That tefillah is really praiseworthy. Ki ze ikar shleimus hatefillah. This is the real perfection of tefillah. Vezois hatefillah hi shove im hatorah vegovoya mimena. This kind of tefillah is equal to Torah and even superior to Torah. Above Torah. Because our main intention when we're learning Torah is supposed to be to fulfill the Torah. And this is the person's intent in his tefillah. He's asking Hashem to help him be zeuchet to have the proper respect for Hashem and to fulfill the Torah properly. Nimtza. So this type of tefillah is equal, it's on equal par with the Torah, it's not below it in any way. Because the purpose of Torah is Yiras Hashem, is closeness to Hashem. And this tefillah is for Yiras Hashem. V'afgam ha-tefillah govoya yoiser. And this kind of tefillah is even above Torah, as we find, there's a pasuk that says, "Eishes chayil ateres balo." A woman of valor is the crown on her husband's head. The crown is above the person. Bechinas reishes chochmo yiras Hashem. That yiras Hashem is Reishis, is before Chachma, it's above Chachma, it's above Torah. Dehainu hatfila, shehi b'chinas isha yiras Hashem, meaning that tfila, which is referred to as isha yiras Hashem, dehainu mashem espalel al hayira, the type of tfila where a person is asking Hashem to be zoche to have yira, he reishis Chachma, ki hu lamala miachachma, it's above Chachma, shehi haTorah, which is the Torah. Because this kind of tefillah is the main fulfillment of Torah. This tefillah is the goal of learning Torah. Because the essence of Torah is its fulfillment, which a person is zoche to through this type of tefillah, where a person says, Hashem, help me be zoche to fulfill your Torah, bring me close to you, strengthen my Yirah Shamayim, help me understand the Torah, you know. Once again, ki loy hamed reshu ha'ikar, Rav Nosson Zal keeps repeating this, because learning, the Gemara says, learning is not the main thing. Ki hakol bidei shamayim. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a famous statement in the Gemara, hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirah shamayim. And Rav Nosson Zal gives his own twist on that statement. Hakol bidei shamayim shehu hatoira b'chinas zeranpin shenikra shamayim kiyadua. We know that shamayim is one of the nicknames for the Torah, because shamayim, zeranpin, is referred to as shamayim. Shamayim is a combination of esh and mayim, fire and water, just like zeranpin is a combination of chesed, gvura, netzach, hoid, you know, etc. Right side and a left side. Those are included in Zeranpin, and those are included in the umbrella term that's called shamayim, which is one of the nicknames for the Torah, because the Torah is also esh and mayim. It's mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lois aseh, chasodim and gvurois. So everything is in shamayim, everything is in the Torah, which is Zeranpin, chutz mi yira shamayim, except for Yira Shamayim. Aval al yidei tefillah, yecholim lizkois liyira shamayim. Whereas through tefillah, a person can be zoche to true Yira Shamayim. Shezeo b'chinas kol sefer tehillim, sheyosa Dovra Melech l'vashom. This is the essence of the sefer tehillim, which Dovra Melech gave us. Shekuloi tefillois lizkois liyira shamayim, v'lavoidos yisporach, which is full of tefillos, asking Hashem to be zeche to have proper Yirah Shamayim, and to be zeche to serve Hashem, kasher yivoyar lefoneinu be'ezras Hashem, as will be explained in the upcoming paragraphs. Rav Nosson Zal later on is going to go into a discussion about Tehillim and other things. Paragraph Hey. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah, and this is tied into Rosh Hashanah, she'oz oiskim lohokim v'livnoises hatfilah, she'b'chinas malchus, le'nasro mizeranpin me'b'chinas ochar bochar, v'livnoiso b'chinas partsuf b'fnei atzmo, u'layachto mizeranpin ponim b'ponim. Rav Nosson Zal now is reviewing what he said before, that on Rosh Hashanah we're involved in establishing and building the tefillah, which is synonymous with malchus, building the malchus of Hashem. Malchus and tefillah are always synonymous. Dovid HaMelech said, Va'ani tefillah. And we said, how is that done? It's done by severing, by slicing apart the malchus from Zeranpin, whereby they were originally attached back to back. And once you separate the malchus, you build it up, and then you unify it back with Zeranpin, but this time face to face. Hainu she'oz iskenu lahamshich tikkun hatfilah kanal boilam. On Rosh Hashanah, we're involved in drawing the tikkun hatfilah into the world. Hainu lahamshich es haderech hakodosh boilam. Meaning, we're trying to bring into the world, to introduce into the world, the holy derech shekol echod ve'echod yiyeh ikar tfilosoy rak al hayira. So that each and every single yid, his main tefillah, his main focus in tefillah, should be only on Yiras Hashem, leYiras Hashem anichbod vanayrazeh, to have the proper respect for the Hashem. V'alkein maschilin b'Rosh Hashanah, and this is why the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah begins with something different than all the rest of the year. throughout the year, we always have the first three brachos. You know, you get up to Hokela Kodesh, and then during the week you have Atochenin Ledom Das. On Shabbos you have Yismach Moshe. On Yontif you have Atovechartonu. But on Rosh Hashanah we begin with something completely different. We begin with Uvechein Tein Pachtecho Hashem Alekenu Al Kol Maasecho Veimoscho Al Kol Ma Shebaroso Viruucho Kol Maasim. That's what we're davening for most, that Hashem should give us and the entire world proper yira, and that we should all become one, in united in fulfilling the rotzen of Hashem wholeheartedly. Ki ze ikar iskenu b'Rosh Hashanah livnois koimas hatfilo shetie koimo shleimo b'chinas partzu pifnei atzmui. This is the essence of our avodah on Rosh Hashanah, to build up the malchus, meaning to build up the tefillah, that it should become a complete, solid entity. Dehainu shetia tefillah bebchina sanal, that the tefillah should be the type of tefillah that we just discussed, meaning rak al yiras Hashem vavoidosoi. The tefillah should be focused on respect for Hashem and serving Hashem. She'oz ein ha'tfilah tfeilah la'ha'toyra b'b'china socha brocher. Because when a person has that kind of tfilah, that kind of tfilah is not subservient to Torah. It's not, it doesn't have to be back-to-back attached to the Torah for the Torah to protect it and defend it. Raki koimo shleimo b'fnei atzma. But rather the tfilah is a solid entity unto itself. This is the tefillah which is called the woman of valor, who is the crown on her husband's head. This tefillah is the tefillah that helps you bezeicha to really fulfill the Torah properly. And a person's study of Torah is incomplete unless he zeicha to add this kind of tefillah to it. The canal, as we explained earlier,